You're listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch here on 720 WGN, sponsored by Wintrust Chicago's Bank. Bill Geiger is in the studio. Our regular conversations with Bill are sponsored by Geiger Wealth Management, Chicago's retirement planning experts. Bill Geiger, welcome back to the Biz Lunch.
Good to be here, sir. How about you?
Everything's good. We're looking toward retirement, watching the S&Ps having a great start. I think, the best start in decades, start
yes,
of the year.
Yes,
it has. Ended the year not so well.
Not so well. That's why it had a great start in the first quarter.
It's easy to look
back.
Right, exactly. When you look good with a 5-game winning streak if you're coming off a 10-game losing streak.
That's right.
People come to you, though, to figure out where they're going to be for retirement and whether or not they're set and things like that, right?
Right, exactly.
You probably don't have a typical customer, but do you have a tip? Do customers have typical questions for you? I mean, is there a commonality there?
Actually, Steve, they boil down into about 4 big questions that, in one way, shape, or form, most of the time we're talking about. The first one is do I have enough to retire? Or a corollary, that is, how much is it going to take for me to retire?
Right.
How much am I going to have to retire?
How many of them come in and do have enough to retire?
Well, that's hard to tell in the first.
He's got to answer the other questions.
He's got to answer the other question. How much income do you need? And do you have life? You have longevity in your family? All kinds of unique stuff. The second one, and we hear this a lot recently, is when can I retire? Particularly people who are thinking about retiring early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when should I take Social Security? How should I shift my portfolio around? At what point should I do that? The third question is, how much income can I count on during retirement? In other words, how well can I live? And that's really, really important.
Okay, and I brought this up with you before because you look at the models and they say things like 70 or 80% of your current. And every time I say it, your head starts shaking.
It's not true.
Your head starts shaking.
It's not true.
You're saying going in, you need to plan on 100%.
Yeah, and people have this idea because they're not working, somehow they're going to save money. You know, you won't do as much dry cleaning. Maybe you don't drive as much. I don't know. But you're going to be traveling because now you have the time. Well, travel's expensive.
I mean, that's the point of trying to retire early, right, is to do that extra stuff you haven't been able to do.
You're going to be spoiling the grandkids. Your expenses really don't go down when you retire. They keep on going the way they are.
So when we talk about how much income should you count on, you should count on, or you should at least plan on, retiring and having income coming in equal to what you're retiring at.
If not, just a little bit more, Steve. And that's a really critical, important point. You want more income coming in retirement than you actually need. Because you take that income, you throw in a savings account, then when you want to go on that trip to Florida or that cruise, it's real easy to give yourself permission to take that out of the savings.
So according to that model, if you've saved enough and you've set up your funds,
yes,
like we always talk about, so you've got guaranteed income.
Right.
And the income is coming in at a pace higher than what you're currently making or at what you're currently making.
Right. That's the ideal.
It pays to retire.
Amen.
Right? I mean, what's the sense in working other than for maybe mental health?
Well, if you really enjoy your job, keep working.
Right.
But if you're like most folks and you'd like to get out there and spread your wings and enjoy your retirement, the earlier you can do it and afford to do it, the better, because you're just going to have that much more time to live and to enjoy. The final question that people ask a lot is, will my money last?
Right.
You know, who's going to last longer, me or my money? And that's a real critical thing to find out.
When you set up a plan, so you're relying on income coming in, right?
Right.
So if you're at the end of the income or the retirement plan, there must still be a chunk of change sitting there because it's creating income for you.
Well, you've got money creating income for you. You've got money creating growth for you. There's two big sides to a good retirement plan. You need income to live your life, to protect your lifestyle, and you need growth,
right,
to stay up with inflation over time.
You mentioned earlier about longevity and how that would have an impact on your plan.
Oh, sure.
Is that true? I mean, so if you look and say that, you know, my grandparents lived to 95 and their grandparents lived to 95, I should plan on
longer retirement. You better figure on living to 95,
right,
or maybe even longer.
So if my family all died at 57, that means I should retire early.
Not necessarily, because medical care is so much greater today than what it was
right
in the past. anyhow, Steve, these are the kind of like the four big questions that you want to figure out. You want to figure out when you can retire. Can you afford to retire? How much income can you have to live on? And will your money last?
Are these knowable questions? Are they're
they
not,
are.
Maybe not easily answered, but they are answerable?
That's what we do in our planning process. We sit down, we look, and we talk to people at their specific situations, and we help them answer those questions. And I know you're going to talk about this in just a moment, Steve. The next five callers who call in with at least a $500,000 portfolio, we're going to sit down with them personally on a complimentary basis and help them answer these questions.
Bill Geiger, nice to see you again.
Good to see you, sir.
See you in a week or so. Are you confident that you're doing everything you can, everything that you should be doing to prepare for retirement? Hi, it's Steve Bertrand here. Bill and his team at Geiger Wealth can help you answer these questions. They've got a special opportunity for you today. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a full-blown retirement plan. Now, this is up to a $3,000 value, and it's complimentary for the first five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Call 800-681-2498. That's 800-681-2498. Bill and his team will help you understand just how well you're prepared for retirement, when you can retire, how much you'll need to retire, and how long your money should last. All of these questions we were talking about today. Together with you, they're going to try to translate the complex financial planning process into easy-to-understand steps with a personalized full-blown retirement plan. They're designed to help you retire with confidence. Call Geiger Wealth right now for your complimentary, personalized, full-blown retirement plan, 800-681-2498. That's 800-681-2498.